Nathan Triplett is a member of the Lansing City Council, and he's on the other end of our line. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
All right, I'm going to put your feet to the fire now. We've been making great efforts to try and find out from people who come on the program and people who listen to the program what we could do to be better, and wondered if anything is on your mind about that. From your perspective, is there something we could talk about? Is there something that we could do better?
No, I think your show does a great job of covering issues that local folks care about. I would say that government at the state and local level is obviously having significant budget troubles, and there's got to be really involved community conversation about how we solve those problems together. So, you've had me on a number of times to talk about how we're dealing with those problems in East Lansing. I think that you just need to keep up that coverage of local issues that folks care about that they find it difficult to find information about elsewhere.
Is it hard to find?
I think that it's not necessarily hard to find the talking points out there in some of the local media, but it is difficult to find more in-depth conversation that really gets to the complexity of the financial challenges governments face or just the issues they're dealing with generally. There's just not a lot of in-depth coverage, especially of local government issues being put out there anymore. And it's a real challenge for us, and it's a source of concern for me.
Nathan Triplett is a member of the East Lansing City Council. Talk about great challenges trying to balance budgets. You're in the middle of that process. But while doing that, you're trying to keep some services going. Some would consider the library an essential service, and you folks are trying to keep that going by finding funding for it.
That's right. We've tried over the course of the last several years, as we've dealt with cuts to revenue sharing and declining property values, to protect core services. And as those cuts have continued year after year, it's become more and more difficult. So in the budget that we're considering now, we're looking at the same type of balanced approach we've used in the past. Some spending cuts, a modest use of fund balance, changing the way we provide services. But one thing that is new is the council is considering creating a special library millage that would create a dedicated funding source for our library that's separate from the general fund to ensure that that service, which, as you rightly note, many of our residents consider vital, that service is able to be maintained and protected into the future.
How much money per household would that cost with that one mill tax levy?
Well, the plan that we're talking about is two mills phased in over 2 years. The first mill would have to be approved by the council. That would happen this May. And the second mill would have to be approved by the voters in November and would not take effect for another year. So if you have a $100,000 home, then that's going to mean about $50 in the next year in taxes for you. However, I should note that since our property values continue to decline, most residents will still pay less after both of these mills are implemented, assuming the second is approved by the voters, than they would have last year. I'll use myself as an example. Even after both of these mills are adopted, with the amount of value that our home has lost in this past year, we'll still pay less to East Lansing even after this millage than we did before.
So people are going to say $50 is $50, Nathan. Why should I pay that?
I think that's a great question, and I think one of the things that I love about the city of East Lansing and our community is that we recognize the importance of coming together as a community to support the core services that we all depend upon. So this millage, in its two parts phased in over 2 years, creates an opportunity for us not just to protect our library, but to free up general fund money that is currently being used to fund the library to protect other core services like public safety that would otherwise have to be cut to cope with declining values and reduced payments from the state.
The East Lansing 2013 budget proposal includes a general fund total of about $31 million, down from $33.6 million in fiscal year 2011. Approximately $1.6 million of the reduction has to do with the cost of the 911 dispatch center no longer being on the city's books. Is that accurate?
That is. We've consolidated now what used to be two countywide dispatch systems into a single system, and so that money has come out of East Lansing's budget and now resides with Ingham County. It's just one more example of local governments in this area trying to find better, more efficient ways to provide services that people expect.
So as we speak, the East Lansing budget, where is it? How far are you from getting to a balanced budget for 2013?
Well, the budget that's proposed right now that we're evaluating is balanced. We're still going through the fine-tooth comb look at it. We had another budget work session last night at 5 o'clock. We've got a few more of those scheduled. But we anticipate taking the final vote approving the budget on May 15th, which is also when the council would vote on the resolution formally placing that second part of the library millage on the ballot for this upcoming November's election.
City Center 2, is that deal still in full effect, or have there been any changes there?
Well, as you know, the developer in recent months has come forward with a new financing plan, and because the city wanted to make sure we took the time to do a thorough analysis of that plan, we entered into an agreement that created about a 90-day window for due diligence. We're in that window now and are expecting the staff and some independent third-party consultants to do the information gathering and analysis, and then for the council to have conversations. So we will conduct that process between now and the end of July and let the council be able to make a decision about whether or not this project can be responsibly financed and be allowed to move forward.
Nathan, anything new on the golf course deal with that big project with Lansing?
Yeah, you know, East Lansing's got a relatively small part in the redevelopment of the golf course in the Fran Dohr area, but it is something that both the planning staff and our council stay in touch with our counterparts from the city of Lansing and the drain office because, you know, that parcel of land is sort of a keystone piece in the Grand River, Michigan corridor that really is the economic backbone of this region. So the process of getting that redevelopment going is continuing. And we continue to stay abreast of those developments, even though our role is sort of secondary to the role that Lansing Township and the city of Lansing have to play.
So that from your perspective, there's no new movement as far as, you know, getting that project going?
Well, I think that last that I spoke with some of our counterparts over in Lansing, there is forward movement in terms of them getting to the next steps of putting out an RFP for the proposal and working on some of the financial aspects of it. But as I'm sure you can imagine, a project of that scope, not dissimilar from our City Center 2 project, takes a considerable amount of time to get all the pieces in place to move forward. Just like City Center 2, I think, you know, the redevelopment of that golf course has to be done right, which means taking the time to do it in a sensible way.
East Lansing's fire chief is also the fire chief for Lansing. How's that working out?
You know, I think it's been a great success so far, and it's, again, another example of Lansing and East Lansing working together to try and find more efficient ways to provide services. It also happens to dovetail with an ongoing study that involves six local jurisdictions on what the future of fire service provision will be in this region. So we don't know what the results of that study will be yet, but I think sharing a fire chief between Lansing and East Lansing is a good start towards further cooperation down the line that provides services more sensibly and more efficiently.
Nathan, do you see any other shared service opportunities coming East Lansing's way?
You know, I think we've tried a number of options already. We do joint assessing and joint housing inspections with Meridian Township. We provide water services to Michigan State and to a portion of the Lansing Township and Eastwood Town Center. So I think that there's not really any type of service cooperation that we wouldn't be willing to explore. The question obviously becomes, first and foremost, can we maintain the quality of service in a shared fashion? And then secondly, what is the bottom line? Is there either an increase in the quality of service that makes paying a little bit more worth it, or is there a savings to be achieved? So we're exploring a number of different opportunities when it comes to service sharing and cooperation with other municipalities. So I think your listeners should expect to hear more in that area in the months and years to come.
Final question for Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council member. Nathan, anything new and newsy coming up that we're going to be reading about, hearing about here on 1320 WILS?
You know, I think most of the news that's going to be upcoming is going to be focused in this budget and financial area. I know one thing in that area that I'll be paying close attention to, and I think your listeners should be aware of, is the state legislature just came back in session, and they're going to be talking about potentially eliminating the personal property tax, which is a significant source of revenue for many local communities, Lansing and East Lansing among them, which would create serious challenges for us. So, you know, I'll be down at the Capitol today participating in that conversation, and I think it's something we all need to keep a close eye on if we're going to continue to provide the quality of service that our residents expect and deserve.
Now, how much revenue does East Lansing receive from the PPT?
You know, overall, the personal property tax provides about $780,000 to the city of East Lansing, so it's certainly no small sum. Now, what portion would be affected by the legislature's proposal remains to be seen depending on its final form. But it's certainly nothing to sneeze at, and it's something we're going to be following very closely. Local units of government just simply can't foot the bill for another business tax cut that's done without full replacement.
From your perspective, Nathan, will those revenues be replaced or coming from another source?
Well, again, you know, the legislature only introduced the bills that they're going to be looking at today, yesterday, so we're still analyzing what their impact will be. I will say that, you know, there's been some discussion about potential sources of replacement that have been sort of soft, in my opinion. I think what local units of government need is a guarantee that the revenue that has been coming from the PPT will be fully replaced and that it will be replaced in a fashion that prevents the legislature from raiding it in the future. You know, a promise of future funding is not something that we can balance our budget based on. We need to have a stable source of revenue to provide for vital services like police and fire protection, and that's what the PPT provides now. Even if it's not a perfect tax, we need to find a compromise between the state and locals that's going to meet their concerns, but also our budgetary needs.
Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
You're